Gary Hoey. Old 97s, Up on the Rooftop from Love the Holidays. That was released in 2018. Seamus Kennedy, Jogging Along with My Reindeer. Goodwill to Men, released in 1996 for Seamus Kennedy. Two Bare Feet with Hip Santa from the Santa Claus Volume 4. Again, a local DC compilation released in 2001. And then this is Volume 4. I have Volume 4 and I have Volume 1. So I'm not sure. There's got to be at least four of them, right? You would think. Jumpin' Jupiter gave us Santa's Coming in a Whirlybird. Another DC collection, Hungry for Music, A Holiday Feast in 1995. And there are quite a few of those that we'll be featuring tonight. We also featured from Volume 2, A Holiday Feast. We featured Leadfoot 4 with Christmas Hot Rod Race before that. The Brian Setzer Orchestra gave us Santa Drives a Hot Rod. And that is from Underground Garage 2011 release. Little Steven in Underground Garage. And William Shatner, along with Henry Rollins, the punk rock version of Jingle Bells from Shatner Claus. And the Youpers, Rusty Chevrolet. Included on Dr. Demento's Holidays in Dementia, released in 1995 on CD. And Dr. Demento retired this past year after being on the internet and on the radio for many years, since 1970. So let's keep it rolling and still remembering Bob Rivers with this next track. We don't have Christmas on Dave's record collection without these next two tracks. And there are several other songs that fit that bill. But here we go with Bob Rivers coming up on Dave's record collection. WMUC-FM, College Park. Stay tuned.
What is it, honey?
Can I put the star on the Christmas tree?
No, honey, this year we're going to put an angel on top of the tree because an angel reminds us of the baby Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let's make sure this is steady.
Can I climb the ladder, please?
No, no, honey, let Daddy climb the ladder. Come on.
I want to climb the ladder.
I'll do it, honey, I'll do it.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
Okay, now just a little... How's that? Is that good?
It's crooked.
Well, I can fix that. Let me...
Ow! Ow!
How about now? How's it now?
It leans to the right.
Oh! Ow! Oh! 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 Oh, that smarts. Oh, that hurts. Ooh.
How about now? Is it still leaning?
No, it leans to the left.
What? Gentle.
Oh! Okay, how about now? Is that good?
Can you push it any further down?
No.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Not from where I'm sitting. Oh.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When this angel heard, chop pop 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 chop pop pop pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ram-a-jamma, ram-a-jamma near my ding-dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? anguish. He made this angel beg for mercy, please. Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoe. It sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip didn't, didn't, slip didn't, didn't.
Angel.
What's the matter with the star? It's a pretty star. Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh, that, oh, that's much. Oh, wait a minute, please.
Ten angels, five candles, tarnished trumpets on the mantle. Who's your Buddha? Who's your Santa? Where is Jesus? So we walk on through white twilight, like a story for a little while. And it's Christmas, and the time flies, quiet shadows over our lives. Ten angels, five tarnished trumpets on the mantle, spin and shimmer, small and silent, whisper hopeful words so quiet. Over rooftops, out there farther, like a spell cast on tomorrow. Who's your Buddha? Who's your Santa? And where is Jesus? Ten angels, five candles. Of that.
found a place to live. And I unpacked my things. I found a gift. And it felt like home. Though I traveled so far, 'cause there in my hands was that old tin star. I've had some. I cried some tears when I had my fun. Now I climb up that chair and I reach out so far, and my child looks up at that old tin star. 'Cause it still shines.
Thank you. Peace. 8 p.m. Boulevard Watch Time. On Christmas, say Merry Christmas. On New Year, say Happy New Year.
A happy sleigh ride, a Merry Christmas. are taking care of Christmas on Dave's Record Collection, Saturday nights on WMUC-FM, College Park.
I'm kind of out of breath. Good evening, folks. Hey, thanks for joining me this evening. I just brought the tree up from downstairs, and man, it's a little cold out tonight. But we got it in here. All we got to do is decorate it. So we'll get that done for you. Mason Williams in the background. Snow Dream from A Gift of Song, a collection of holiday treasures from Mason Williams, an instrumental album released 1992, I think, originally. Susan Cousel from her 2005 Just Believe It album. We heard Christmas Time from Susan Cousel. Kimberly Rue, All I Want Is You for Christmas from Strawberry Fair 2011. Going back to the first edition of Dave's Record Collection for the Christmas season this year. We started that one. And it had a miscue, so I had to get it in there. Jars of Clay and Shell did a compilation album together. A Family Christmas, Something New, Hey Santa from Jars of Clay along with Shell. She and Him, Christmas Day, a very She and Him Christmas. Melanie gave us Tin Star from her album Antlers. And Jason Wilbur, 10 Angels from King for a Day. Bob Rivers started the set with two songs, Who Put the Stump, preceded by The Angel, and they go together. And that's from Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire, released at the turn of the century in 2000. Folks, thanks for joining me this evening. Again, we're going to continue with the Christmas spirit until 10 o'clock tonight, and we'll come back next week and do the same thing. So thanks for joining me all year, and let's get back into it. WMUC-FM, College Park.
Thank you. feeling down. Ain't got a dime to spare. Looks like it's Christmas time again. Take off all your clothes. Give your park some air. Hell yeah, it's Christmas time again. Well, baby, Jesus should have lured up. Put a trademark on his brand. The pagans had it all figured out. The butchery through the land. Song and dance, unite us all. Drink and eat and drink. Looks like it's Christmas time again. Looks like it's Christmas time again. Look like it's Christmas time again.
We're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice. Now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve. I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes. Her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
We'll be right back. vacation. No, your ticket is your soul. The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in chains. The sugar plums are rancid and the stockings are in flames.
Darling.
Me too, Marvin.
Hello. Welcome to heaven. Excuse me, could you just sign here, please, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. There's a table for you through there in the restaurant. For the ladies.
Have a nice month.
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Oh, is it Christmas today?
Of course, madam. It's Christmas every day in heaven.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, look, a cabaret.
It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. There's great films on TV. Sound of music twice an hour and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toiletries and trains.
Yes, Sony Walkman, headphone sets, and the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray.
Christmas in heaven.
was. My mommy and daddy said that if I was very good, I could have whatever I wanted for Christmas. Well, I would like a dolly for Christmas. It is a very special dolly. I saw it advertised on television. In case you don't know which dolly I mean, I will try to describe it to you. The pretty little dolly can sit. The pretty little dolly can stand. She will even walk around the room if you take her hand. The pretty little dolly can turn. The pretty little dolly can dance. If you feed her water through a tube, she will wet her pants. Shout, hold her footsies high above her head, and she passes out. The pretty little dolly can plead, the pretty little dolly can beg, and she screams in realistic pain when you break her leg.
I get this last year.
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street, I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year. A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year? This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise. A coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. Really very thoughtful, you guys. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
Early Christmas morning, sneaky as can be, I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from Mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks.
Socks.
This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't beep or buzz or bob or rattle in the box. Then why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of socks? Tiptoe to the mantel, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Socks.
Knee-high.
Santa, how could you let me down? Stocking with a lousy pair of socks.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
Like this is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs. Like a gatepost of Dumbarton Oaks, the Washington estate, which has been the setting for several international conferences, it bears a plaque that reads, Way Out. Like it was the night before Christmas and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine in hopes the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hit their sacks, and me and the bride had begun to unlax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks being pulled by 8 dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as I stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Tubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. Like he was the squarest man, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He's laid the jazz on me and fled from the gig, wailing, have a cool you, man, later like dig. Have a cool you, and man, later like